The piece of music we're listening to in the background is called The Interrogation of Carol Shaw. I wrote it for the Darkroom podcast, a weird fiction series, and the episode called The Starving One. It's a dark and brooding horror-influenced piece which aims to convey a sense of existential dread. Today we'll break it down and look at some of the insights into why and how it was made. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition and investigate the insights into how it was made. My name is Ryan McGowan. I'm a musician and composer from Steep Falls, Maine, and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, episode 64, The Interrogation of Carol Shaw. My name is Ryan McGowan. I'm a musician and composer from Steep Falls, Maine. The Dark Room is a single narrator, weird fiction audio drama podcast series. It follows an amateur photographer as he finds abandoned film and antique cameras. And it's mostly about the stories that come from the images he uncovers from the old rolls of film from these abandoned cameras. We made an audio drama, which, you know, the format itself is not visual, and we used a vehicle that was based all around visual images. Primarily these days, I compose music for audio drama and theater. One of my other previous projects was called One Distant Moment, sort of a trip-hop, lo-fi project. The theme song audio drama was a One Distant Moment song that never got made. They all sort of build on each other. This piece, Interrogation of Carol Shaw, is used in the first episode of our audio drama, The Starving One. It occurs during the climax of the episode. At this point in the story, these strange photos have turned up. They're of this mythical, monstrous creature, possibly, and maybe a possible murder in these photos. And the audience is beginning to realize that some of it could be true. As this elderly woman, Carol Shaw, begins to piece together what happened, we experience this existential fear of her memory returning to her, and also of the narrator who arrives under false pretenses. There's danger, but there's no physical danger. It's psychological, for the most part. John Carpenter is definitely one of the influences behind this track.
What we're hearing now is the theme from Halloween. Here's my theme from Interrogation of Carol Shaw.
Take a listen to the arpeggiation, the sequence. Most people would say that they sound like the piano from Halloween. I wasn't thinking about it in an intentional way while doing it. But this piece goes in a different direction besides what you might obviously hear. Maybe by the end of this episode, you'll have a clearer idea of where I was going to take the audience with this piece. Some of the other influences include Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross.
Here's a piece from the Gone Girl soundtrack. Interrogation of Carol Shaw also has a similar feel to a TV show from the 70s called Night Gallery. Take a listen to one of the Night Gallery TV soundtracks.
Heavily influenced by H.P. Lovecraft, which gives it sort of a dark film noir feel. I write most of my music with an aesthetic or identity in mind. In the Darkroom podcast, I imagine the narrator in a DIY space developing film. So something like an old basement, dark, cobwebbed, moldy basement, developing these photos just out of compulsory need and dangerous curiosity. I imagine myself in this same space, mostly just filled with analog hardware synths and a few effects pedals. And I use this mostly to score the show with. There's a live element to this composition. Most of the track is a real-time performance of this repeating sequence. The next part to come in is a synth melody that's basically a motif of the episode, The Starving One. You can add wow and flutter, which will augment the pitch. This synth melody is stacked up in octaves to form a build towards the climax. So we start with the main synth melody. And then we hear the low one. And then we hear the upper octave. Dissonance is where pitches interfere in a way that sounds uneasy or uncomfortable. We hear a sustained drone in the root of the piece that bends in and out of tune. Just a little bit, just enough. This type of dissonance is often used to convey a sense of horror or unease. I like to solve sound effects and sound design problems musically. I wanted this part to sound like a scream.
What is it, Carol? What happened? The old woman began to wriggle around in her chair. I handed the old woman the final photograph. She screamed.
The memory comes flushing back to her. She just screams in terror. Since I don't like to use a lot of sound effects for the show, I wanted to kind of give that terrifying sense of dread. Hopefully it's very horrifying. After that big climax and it sort of drops back down to a lower volume, I sort of started adding in some major notes in the chords because I felt like I couldn't take it anymore. And if I felt that way, I figured the audience felt that way too. It's still sort of mysterious, but it's not full of absolute existential dread anymore. That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before we do that, thank you for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else. The piece of music from this episode is part of an audio drama called The Dark Room. To hear the full story, search for The Dark Room Podcast. There are links in the show notes to listen to The Dark Room Podcast, as well as the music track and some of my other work. And now, Here's The Interrogation of Carol Shaw, a psychological horror soundtrack in its entirety. My name is Ryan McGowan, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next week.